Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. President Biden invited 10 Senate Republicans to the White House for a meeting this week after they sent him a letter suggesting a scaled-back COVID relief package. As NPR's Jen Newman reports, the Republican proposal for coronavirus relief is about one-third the size of the president's $1.9 trillion package.
In the letter, the 10 Republican senators asked Biden for a meeting to discuss their smaller $600 billion proposal. Biden spoke with Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine and invited her and the other signers of the letter to meet for a, quote, full exchange of views. Biden also spoke with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who are facing party pressure to move forward with the plan with or without Republican support. Some Republicans have questioned the scale of Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package. In a statement, the White House press secretary said, "The danger is not in doing too much, but doing too little." Jen Newman, NPR News.
Former President Trump's office announced Sunday it's named two new lawyers to represent him in his impeachment trial. Two other lawyers reportedly withdrew representation Saturday night. The Senate is to take up an article of impeachment next week, charging the former president with inciting his supporters to storm the Capitol on January 6th. According to New York City health officials, there are significant racial disparities in the city's COVID-19 vaccine distribution program. For member station WNYC, Sydney Pereira reports.
For every one Black or Latino city resident receiving a COVID-19 vaccine, three white residents get the shot. The new data show the vaccine is not reaching those most at risk from the virus. Mayor Bill de Blasio, speaking Sunday at a news conference, said part of the concern may be hesitancy among communities of color to get the vaccine and barriers to access. The mayor says the city needs to focus on populations where the danger is the greatest, among seniors and Black and Latino residents. Now, city officials say they will increase language access and improve the appointment sign-up process. For NPR News, I'm Sydney Pereira in New York.
A man in immigration custody at a facility in South Georgia has died after contracting COVID-19. Roxanne Scott from member station WABE reports.
57-year-old Felipe Montes, originally from Mexico, died on Saturday, according to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. He was in ICE custody since late December and was admitted to the hospital 2 weeks later. Montes is the fourth man to die at Stewart after getting COVID. In a statement, ICE says that it's committed to the health and welfare of those in custody. Advocates have long called for the facility to shut down. For NPR News, I'm Roxanne Scott in Atlanta.
You're listening to NPR News. In Portugal, residents are now barred from traveling abroad by air, land, or sea, and checks have been reimposed on the usually open border with Spain as coronavirus infections continue to rage out of control. Alison Roberts reports.
A lockdown has been in place across mainland Portugal since mid-January. Now residents are also barred from travelling abroad. The country tops lists for new coronavirus cases and deaths relative to population, and its health system is in crisis. In an exceptional move, the government is now permitting the hiring of doctors with foreign qualifications who have not completed the usually slow equivalence process. Meanwhile, Germany's military has announced plans to send medical staff and equipment to Portugal to help out, and Austria's Chancellor announced on Twitter that his country would take some intensive care patients. More such transfers are expected, with Luxembourg having already offered to help. For NPR News, I'm Alison Roberts in Lisbon.
Tens of thousands of people protested in cities across Russia Sunday, demanding that Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny be released. He was detained 2 weeks ago after returning to Russia from Germany, where he was recovering from nerve agent poisoning. Navalny accused President Vladimir Putin of ordering his murder, which the Russian leader denies. Riot police broke up the demonstration Sunday and detained more than 5,000 people. The military in Myanmar claimed Sunday that it has now seized power in that country, and it's imposed a state of emergency for 1 year. The democratically elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi is said to be under house arrest. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.